The question was asked, why should one learn Maimonides, being that halacha is primarily from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Codex? What would be the benefits of learning Rambam Maimonides? So before I address the benefits of what you gain from learning Maimonides, I want to first address an important point you made with your question. If one wants to know how to live their daily life, they have to find a book from which to learn how to live their daily life. If he's Ashkenazi, that could be a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or a Chayei Adam. If he's Sfardi, that could be the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Rav Chaim David Alevi, Rav Ovadia. There are works that will summarize for you how to live your daily life, and they are important. So every Jew has to have a work which he's learning in order to learn how to lead his daily life, and that's important. Now, once that's been said, let's go back to the Rambam. What are the benefits of learning Rambam? So firstly, there are many parts of the Rambam that are super important that are not addressed in the Shulchan Aruch. For example, the Rambam has a long section called the Laws of Tshuva. The Rambam has a long section, Hilchot Yisodei Torah, the Foundations of Torah. The Rambam has many sections that are relevant to life and to our perspective on life, Hilchos Mamrim, speaking about what's biblical, what's not biblical, how do we listen to the courts, our responsibility vis-a-vis the courts, Hilchos Melachim v'Milchoteihem, Milchamoteihem. So there's a lot in Rambam that really is not covered in the Shulchan Aruch that will give you benefits. Now, if one is going to learn the laws of Shabbos, so then the place to learn the laws of Shabbos at our stage of the game is from a good shortcut book. The truth is that if one is going to be more learned, then one has to learn the Mishnah and then the Tosefta, one has to learn the Medrash Halacha and then the Gemara. After that, one learns the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rush and the Rif and the Ran. After that, the Rambam with his commentary, and then the Tur, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, Taz, Gra, Mishnah Brura, Aruch HaShulchan, and then you start understanding Halacha. So it is a part of the halachic process. I agree that here in Mechon Meir, the average person is not up to that halachic process. So then we use a shortcut book, and you could use the Rambam for two things. Number one, we just said, there's a lot of information in the Rambam that's not addressed in the Shulchan Aruch. But there is a number two. I have a Hasidic friend, I think he's in Satmar, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Moskowitz. He lives in Muncie, New York. And he once quoted his grandfather, who's a very learned person, who told him that if you want to have Yiras Shemaim, if you want to be a God-fearing person, then try to learn Rambam every day. I know that Chabad are big into the Rambam every day, but you should know it's not only a Chabad thing. There's a certain beauty to the Rambam. The Rambam is very organized. His chapters are organized. His subjects are organized. His works are organized. He always begins with giving you an overview. Here's what we're going to discuss. Then he goes into the basics you need to know in order to discuss it. And he builds in a very organized fashion. Now, one of the things that frustrates the average person when it comes to the oral law is that there seems to be a complete mishkababel. You don't understand the order of it. So Rav Yitzchok Kuttner in the Pachad Yitzchok says that it was purposely done that way so that a person cannot access the oral tradition without a Rebbe to teach him. The rabbis knew that there would be art scroll and all kinds of wonderful things out there translating and trying to make the Torah accessible to the whole world. So the rabbis said, okay, we're going to arrange it in a way that you cannot master it unless you have a teacher. So they purposely set it up that way. Be that as it may, until you reach the Rambam, you don't have a book that's really organized in a logical, easy way. And the Rambam takes the Torah and organizes it. And suddenly you feel like you're in a system that you can understand and you feel good with. So there's a huge benefit from a spiritual perspective to learning Rambam. One can also expand one's general knowledge, and one can also understand many, many topics. The shortcoming is that we don't always rule like the Rambam. And in learning Rambam, one is not really learning halacha in many instances. One would not know where we rule like the Rambam and where we don't. And that's the concern in learning Rambam. It's worthwhile to note that approximately 60% to 80% of the Shulchan Aruch is Rambam. So that 20% where we don't go with the Rambam, and for us Ashkenazim it's more 30 to 40%, that's already very substantial. But the Rambam is nonetheless, well over 50% of halacha is Rambam. So are there benefits to learning Rambam? Yes. If you're going to learn Rambam, I recommend learning the parts that are not related to in the Shulchan Aruch. Then the other parts of Rambam, you have to see if it really helps you be a God-fearing person. So it's a tool. If not, so then I'm not sure that's the tool I would use to expand my horizons.